It was nothing destructive. It was that was a tradition. You did everybody if they could find the car.
You ride all over the cars.
Mm-hmm. What'd you ride with?
Well, most of the time it was something like shaving cream or I knew one car that got shoe polish and it got into the pigment of the paint and it stayed.
So that is a tradition that's probably good that it's not as prevalent.
Yeah, it got sort of rough, some of them.
What about the school? Was there any sort of special traditions around the schools? I know when I was a kid, we had a high school tradition that the seniors would TP the school with toilet paper at graduation.
We didn't do anything like that.
Greased flagpole. Sometimes.
We greased Roswell. Some of the ball players and cheerleaders. We went up to Milton, and flew a Roswell flag and greased the pole. One of the boys greased the pole. They couldn't get up it to take it down, and it was flying the day before a big ball game. The Roswell flag was a Hornet flag, and usually we had bonfires. We had a lot of bonfires before ball games, really, big.
And during football.
And during football, we would do that. That was sort of a tradition. And then we had homecoming, and now homecoming has gotten to be, or the last one I went to, was a lot more elaborate than when we did it. You know, the girls just wore nice dresses and that sort of thing. But that part hasn't changed all that much. To me, it hasn't.
Let's see. How about Atlanta in relationship to Roswell? Roswell has clearly gotten quite a bit bigger. Do you think that people who live in Roswell now consider themselves to be from Roswell, or are they from Atlanta?
Probably. If they were somewhere and they asked where you're from, they would say Atlanta. If you grew up here and they asked where you're from, you would not say Atlanta. You could distinguish if they ever actually grew up here, because they would say, no, I'm not from Atlanta, I'm from Roswell. That used to be a real sore thing. You didn't want anybody to think you were from Atlanta, because you were proud of your small little town. But it's grown all in together, and we've become such an urban, and people working in Atlanta tell, I think that that one. But see, when we used to date, that's where we went to date, because there was nothing to do in Roswell. We'd go to the Fox Theater. That was a big night on the town, go to the Fox Theater and see a nice movie or something. Went to the Varsity. That was a big thing. And after a lot of our ball games, we'd all load up and go to the Varsity downtown.
The Varsity was?
Where it is now, 14th Street, Unit 14th mm-hmm. Street.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do there?
Oh, we parked outside and had them come up to the car and bring our hot dog and chili and all that to the car and French fries and flirt with the boys from Tech. Cheerleaders did.
Okay, now that's what Norma would do. Now what would you do?
I wouldn't flirt with the boys from Tech.
Okay. How long do you think that people have to live here in Roswell to be considered from Roswell?
Well, I have some friends that said they never have been considered. I think 20-something years, maybe.
I don't know.
That's a hard question.
That would vary.
I really think it's how deep into activities they get or how involved they get in the community. I get amazed sometimes at people